News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
About climate change don't necessarily result in an increase in willingness to actually do anything about climate action. That's according to a new study published this morning by the ESRI. Angelica Foley, activist with Fridays for Future. We've spoken to you on the show before. You're obviously very engaged about the environment. Are you surprised your peers aren't so interested?
Well, to be honest with you, I would say I'm surprised, but I don't quite think so. When it comes to climate action among young people, it can be very, very disappointing for young people, because a lot of the times when you look at the small actions we can take, be it recycling or even just taking more sustainable transport options, it really does pale in comparison to the things that the big corporations could really do for climate change. I mean, you know, what are my small actions going to really do compared to, say, the bigger companies that are flying across the world with this freight, you know, on ships? So it can be very discouraging when we can only do small things.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. That's a fair point, Angelica. But I mean, if we all took the view that, sure, look what China's doing, or look what big corporations are doing, none of us would do anything. Like, we have to back up words with actions, do we not?
Oh, completely. I agree. But I think when it comes to encouraging more young people to take climate action, I think we have to really change how we can encourage them, and especially from a young age. It's great to see the new Leaving Certificate subject, Climate Action, Sustainable Development. I think that's going to really encourage more young people to take a more positive and proactive role in climate action.
Yeah. Look, you obviously do take a lot of sort of positive action. You do back up your words with action. I mean, how can we encourage young people to do more, to be more engaged?
To be honest with you, I think one of the biggest things is to really just change how we talk about climate. I think there's a lot of doom and gloom when it comes to talking about climate change and the climate crisis. We see a lot of, you know, the bad sides and the negativity. And I think that can really just make people, you know, disengage, can make us feel like, oh, sure, what are we going to do to actually change something? I think we have to be more positive and encouraging people to take those proactive steps, be it recycling, be it taking sustainable transport. We have to really get people to think positively about it and to make them feel they can make a difference.
Do you think there's a sense of hopelessness out there among young people?
Oh, completely. If you look at the levels of eco-anxiety around there, people are really distressed by what they're seeing on the news about wildfires and melting polar ice caps. It's a really bad situation we're in, but we have to remember there are things we can do.
Are young people good at doing stuff like separating rubbish and so on? I mean, anytime I see, you know, if you're at a concert with loads of young kids or whatever, and there are bins where you have to separate them, I don't see them kind of actually practicing what we'd like to see them do. And is that an unfair comment, or do you get where I'm coming from?
Completely. I can understand where you're coming from. And I think one of the big things that's going to happen, not just for young people, for everybody, is we're going to really have to change our behaviour. And whether you like it or you hate it, I think the bottle return scheme is going to really start to incentivize some young people. I'm a college student myself, so things like that, you know, getting some money back that way, I think will really force us to change our behaviours that way.
So that's interesting, because all I've heard about the bottle retention scheme from older people is a whole lot of moaning about it and how difficult it is and what a pain it is. Do you think younger people are more willing to embrace that scheme?
Well, I think when you're a college student on a budget and it's getting a bit of money back in the bank, you'll do anything it takes.
Yeah, fair point. And listen, always good to talk to you. Angelica Foley, activist with Fridays for Future. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know, do you think young people are good at backing up their words on climate change with action? What's the story with your own kids? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.